discussed already in the past, the sukkah of Beit Shnal B'Yamtif, which is the source for the basic din of Davshish Matirin Le'Vatl, and for the din of Sveik Rabbanon L'Chumra by Davshish Matirin. And we discussed also a little bit the din of Safek Echad B'Guf, the Safek Echad B'Taruvus, and we touched on the general question of a Svek Sveika by Davshish Matirin. So we also discussed the reason why Davshish Matirin Le'Vatl, based on Halachos between Rashi and the Ran, and why Dafka applies only according to the vast majority of the Rishonim and Paiskim, why it only applies Dafka b'min b'mina and not b'min b'shein b'mina. So today, I guess, just will be the last year, I guess, on Davshish Matirin, we'll try and discuss some of the limitations or some of the exceptions to the din of Davshish Matirin. We're not going to cover all of them, we'll try to touch on the big ones. So, in Sif Gimel, he deals with what happens when you have treifa kli that get mixed in to, you have a treifa spoon and it gets mixed into all your kashrus spoons. So the shaila is, if that's considered a davshish matirin, do we say that it's one spoon, it's a bunch of spoons, so therefore it's batel, and therefore you could use all of them, just like it would be one treifa chaticha and it'll get mixed into kashrus chatichas, it would be okay. So one treifa spoon and kashrus spoons is also okay. What's the problem? Or do we say, no, since you have the possibility of kashering them, so you have a way of fixing it, so that's called davshish shel matirin, you have to go and kasher all the kalim. We don't say that it's batel. So, this question, the source of this question, is the Rishonim ask a question that it seems to be a theory that one Gemara says that Tevel, if you have a Tvua that's it's not Gemaisert and it gets mixed into other Tvua, Tevel is not Batel, Tevel is B'mashehu, and Gemara seems to say that the reason is because of Tavshesh Matirin, because you could go and you could give Meiser on that Tevel that got mixed in. And there's another Gemara that gives a totally different reason why Tevel is B'mashehu. It says, Keter Kachi Surai, that since Mikar Adin, the shear that you have to give, the shear Truma, is only Chita Achas Peteris Sakri, you just need one kernel and that passes everything to make a Mutal Nazarin. We say there's a shear, I mean, the Rabbanon, there's a certain shear you're supposed to give for Truma. So it says if it's a Benini is a 50th, and a Sa'ayin Yafa is a 40th, and a Inro is a 60th. But those are Shiurim, that's not what's needed to permit the Tvua to be eaten. What's needed to permit the Tvua is just a Mashahu. So since it Skatera is B'mashahu, so also Isura is B'mashahu. They're all different Svara. So the Rishonim are bothered why the Gemara doesn't say that's davshish matirin. So Tosfos and the Rashba, they say that's two different cases. Sometimes it could be davshish matirin if you have other tefua, which you need to give ma'aser from, other tevel. So when you give ma'aser from that, so you include also from the other tevel that got mixed in, and you're able to do that. And that's called davshish matirin, that you could fix up. You have a way. Don't say that this tevel that got mixed in is batel, because you have a way of fixing it up. You have a way of giving ma'aser. You have a way of giving truma and ma'aser for that tevel. If you have other tefua, that's what that Gemara that said that davshish matirin was talking about a case that you had other tefua that you need to give ma'aser from. And the other Gemara, which was gave a totally different reason, was talking about a case when it's not a davshish matirin, because you don't have other tefua. You don't have other tefua because you gave all your tefua taken care of. You don't have other tefua that you didn't give ma'aser from, tuma and ma'aser from yet, and therefore we're not going to make you go and get other tefua and be able, and to have to give ma'aser from that, and then give ma'aser from this as well. From this tablet that got mixed in.
Why do you need other tefillah to give ma'aser?
No, you can't give from this. If some of this tefillah was potter from ma'aser, because it was already given, so you can't give ma'aser from something which is already taken care of to something which is not yet taken care of. It has to also be something which is not yet taken care of. So you see from here, this, according to this answer of these Rishonim, they're teaching us here a new din, that you're not, it's only called a Dav Sheish Matirin when you're not going to lose anything by, you have a way of fixing it, which there's no extra loss, there's no extra bother. But if it's going to require a loss to you, it's going to be a loss to you, then it's not called Dav Sheish Matirin. If you're going to have to do something out of pocket, extra expense, an extra tircha, then already, that's not called Dovshesh Matirin. So Mela, in this case, when you have one spoon that gets mixed into all the cutlery, so Kli Avisser, so whether or not you have to kasher it, so some Rishonim say, and Rama quotes this reason, that you're not going to have to do it, because in order to kasher it, Zarech Loitzel Avitzos. It's not like a Beit Shnal to be Yamtiv, you just have to wait a little bit and then it's going to become mutter by itself. Here you have to draw the water, you have to make the fire, it's a ganze big tircha. I know if it's expenses, then it's also considered something, but tircha, it's also considered something. So this is, well, let's say in those days it was very difficult, or assuming that it is very difficult. So then, it's not considered Avshim Matirin, therefore it's just bottle, so you don't have to do anything. Others say you don't even need to come on to that. It could be even more than this. It could be that it's only considered Avshim Matirin when you don't have to do anything. Like the Beit Shnal B'Yamtiv, where it's going to become Mutter by itself after Yamtiv. Here we have to do something. Even if it's not necessarily a big loss, could even be that's considered. Okay, we'll focus on what the Rama brings. This reason that because you have to pay a lot of money for it, so then that wouldn't be considered Dav Sheish Matirin. So the Shach already says, well, first of all, he brings there those that are choylik on this site. We're showing them that are choylik on this completely. And he says, but even if we're gonna naniach that, we'll accept this yisoid, that it's that if you have to, it costs a lot of money, it's not considered a matirin. But the Shach says, I think you have to evaluate, you have to take a see. It doesn't mean if it costs you a few pennies to fix it up, right? If you're gonna have to just fill up the pot of water and turn on the gas, and the gas bill is gonna be an extra 50 cents that month, then he doesn't think that's considered. That's considered haitzois, that will take it away from being a Dav Sheish Matirin. He thinks that still could be conciliation of Matirin. If it's a significant loss, so then the Shachsi, I'll concede that we can apply this heter that the Rama is saying, that it's considered, that it's not considered Dav Sheish Matirin. But it would have to be something significant. Then the Shach adds in a new factor, a new question to this. The Shach says like this. Let's say kashering all the kalim, let's say it gets mixed into a lot of kalim, big kalim, and to kasher it, we're talking about a serious tircha, or serious money. You know, we're talking about a whole night's work or something, like, you know, kashering. So, according to my definition, I'll agree that that's not considered a davar sheish matirin, and therefore it'll all be batal. It says the Shach, it doesn't mean you could use it right then and there. The Gagat Nisarif today, Trefa Kli, go ahead and use it. I don't want to let you use it, says the Shach. Why? Because there is a certain aspect of this din that's clearly a Davar Sheish Matirin. And that is waiting for it to become an Eina Ben Yoimai. Because if you wait, just wait 24 hours. If you wait 24 hours, it's not going to be Mutter Lagamri. but you are, you're toning it down from a nisa deraisa. In other words, if you know, if you have this treifa kli in front of you, you know which kli it is, you know which is the treifa kli. So to eat from it now is a nisa deraisa time kicker, let's assume. But to wait 24 hours, so that's just a gzeira of eina ben yoimoy, oto ben yoimoy. So he says to move it from a nisa deraisa to a nisa derabanan without any loss, without any tircha, just by waiting, that's clearly a certain level of yesh lematirin. You're lowering the degree of iser. And therefore, that you'd certainly be required to do.
Sure,
so
wait,
waiting...
Huh?
Yeah, you'd have to wait till it's Zayna Ben Yayim. And there's a further question of, would you be allowed to use all the kelim together? If you remember when we spoke about the regular case of a taruvus of yavish beyavish, and you had a chatichas nevelig, a mixed chatichas ksheiris, so we said that it's bottle and it's all heter. Well, we said that there was a shita that said you could make a triple-decker sandwich and eat all three chatichas in one sandwich. But there were other shitas in the Mishan, which we were choishish for, which said that you're not supposed to eat all three of them together. There's like a certain, maybe it's not a dindai raisa, the pashtas was, but there's a certain degree of, that it looks like you're eating iser, so you're not supposed to eat it, not supposed to eat all the chatichas together. You're not supposed to cook all these three chatichas together. That would be aser. I said, we said, we have some merubah, maybe it'll be okay, that was the Ramah. But, well, like this, you weren't supposed to do that, yeah? So, says the Shach, well, the other place can also talk about this, is what would be about using all the kelim together. Is it a problem of using all the kelim together? What does it mean, using all the kelim together? So, let's say it means, Let's say there's three pots that got mixed up. Okay, so what would be the din of cooking food in all three pots and then mixing all that food together? So in effect, you're eating from all three pots in one shot. So it's just like eating from all three chatichos. So that is... So some place can say that that's a problem. The Taz says that that's a problem. Just like by the three chatichos, you're never allowed to eat from the three chatichos. So you're really not, you're not allowed to eat from all three. In other words, let's agree to the Ramah. This is not considered of shematirin, and it's really bottle. But even going with the mahalach that it's bottle, you're still not supposed to eat from all three together. So what should we tell you? So we should tell you, be careful, make sure you don't mix it all together. Yeah? So Nechinami says the Taz, if you're going to cook, you're going to use one of these pots to make some potatoes, okay, go ahead. No problem. But... says the Taz, just to leave the pots in your cabinet, just say, okay, there's one treifa pot got mixed in there, and I don't know which one it is. We assume that it's not considered of shematirin, and therefore it's a taruvus of yavish beyavish, and it's bottle. Good. But if you're going to just leave it in your cabinet, so we have to be concerned that at a certain point, you're going to be using all of them together. Maybe you're going to make a big meal one time. You're going to cook potatoes in one, and vegetables in the other, and you're going to mix it together. So we have to be concerned that at a certain point you can use all of them together. So therefore, the Taz says you have to kasher them. In other words, there's no iser per se. If you're going to want to use one of these pots right now, you could use it. But if you, in order to just leave it in your cabinet, Azoi, you can't just leave it in your cabinet without kashering. Even though we're saying that it's not considered a Dovshish material, it's really bottle, but Hayyoyster is a din, you can't use all three together, so you have to kasher them anyway. At least in a case where you just want to keep them for a long time. That's what the Taz time is. The some achronim point out that for this concern of the Taz, in order to alleviate this concern, it wouldn't really be necessary to kasher all three or all ten, whatever the case was. You really would only have to kasher one of them. Just like we only need that you can't eat from all the chatichas together, right? To eat from two out of the three is not a problem if there's only one chaticha that was mixed in that wasn't good. So here too, as long as you're kashering, it was only one treifa pot that got mixed in, as long as you're kashering one pot, that should be enough. That seems like a fairly strong argument. So it's a question even if the Tazaka meant Badafka when he said to kasher all of them. Yivchar, to alleviate his concern, it wouldn't be necessary to kasher mamish all of them. And it seems from the Shach that not that way. You just have to wait 24 hours, that you always have to do. But once you're waiting your 24 hours already, so that takes care of this concern also. I'm not even afraid that you're going to end up using all the chatichas together, all the kelim together. Marash, it's not like the chatichas where you're going to be eating one of the trefa pieces of meat. This is kelim. You anyway have to wait 24 hours according to the shach in order to turn it into a non-davashesh matirin, in a davashesh ein loy matirin, right? So once you already waited 24 hours, that took care of this problem also. So once you waited the 24 hours, you don't really have to kasha anything, any of them, says the Shach. Elowat. The Shach says if there's no pseida b'davar, so we'll make you throw out one of the chatichos. We'll make you throw out one of the kelim. Or in other words, again, if there's no hafsa meruba in kashering it, you're obligated to kasher them. Because according to the Shach, that's considered a davashesh matirin. Being able to kasher them if it doesn't involve a great loss. We're talking about the kashering all of them involves a great loss. So ibazoi, all you're required to do was wait 24 hours. If it's a trait for kli that got nesarev in the other kalim, so you're not losing anything. If it's a trait for kli, you wouldn't be allowed to eat from it anyway. So if it's a trait for kli, so we'll tell you, yep, throw one out, because you're not losing anything. You had five kasher kelim. Now, a trefa for kli got mixed in, and there's a case that you can kasher them. So we're not going to tell you, we're not going to allow you to have up an extra kli. Now you have six kelim. Take one out to satisfy, you know, the opinions that you're supposed to take out one chaticha, you know. So here, even though we're making you wait any ben yoimai, but take out one chaticha if it's not a loss. But if it's, let's say, a milchige kli, that got nesarev and kosher a kelim, but if you'd know which one is the milchige kli, you'd be able to use it. Just you'd know which side of the kitchen to put it on. You'd put it on the milchige side. So here, if we're going to make you get rid of one kli, you're actually losing something. So in such a case, says the Shach, now once you waited, ain't a ben yoimai, everything's okay. The Shach quotes a different opinion that says that in some cases, if a treif a kli gets mixed into kasher kelim, well, let's use our example, you have a milchig kli a mashal, gets mixed into kasher kelim, to fleshig kelim, so there are certain shittas, the Shach quotes, that would say that it's bechlal not batal. Because it's mim b'she'in aminoi, because the milchig kli tastes different than the fleshig kelim, so that was like the chaticha habalua. Remember, we used this, there was this, the pichadash from before. We had it already two times before. Just like when you had a chaticha, one chaticha, let's say, became basar b'chalav. One chaticha's basar is belea chalav, and then it's nesarev, another chaticha is basar. So the pichadash tainid, and this is the repeat of that shita, that you can say that it's batal in the other chatichas. Yavish b'yavish batal b'roiv. Even if you have shishim, let's say, if you're going to cook it together, we're not going to be concerned for the tam cholam. We said that's a problem. Why? Because that chaticha, it's efshir lahakir. Because you could taste it, you can give it to someone else to taste. So therefore, it's not really a good taruvus if it's discernible to somebody, even though it's not discernible to the eye, but it is discernible. Even if it's not discernible on a practical level, because we don't rely on te'ima and stuff like that, it doesn't matter. Since it's be'etzem, it is a little different, so that's not considered a good taruvus, so therefore you don't have bittul. The same thing would be over here. If one of the spoons is velua b'chalav and the other ones are velua b'basar, that's not a good taruvus. See, b'chalav don't have bittul. So for sure you have to kasher all of them. If you can't kasher all of them, tough luck. Okay, but we're not assuming that way. The Shach is not assuming that way. The Shach assumes, as you can tell, if it doesn't look like it, so then it is a good taruvus. It's just a question of are we concerned that this is going to be in a sinas tam later? So the Shach says, listen, once you're waiting 24 hours, you anyway have to wait 24 hours, and once you're waiting 24 hours, so that takes care of this problem as well. So you have quite a bunch of different approaches to the shaila of a kli. A treifa kli gets mixed into kosher kelim, or a milchige kli gets mixed into fleishige kelim. a bunch of different ways to approach the shaila. First of all, you know, it could be that it's not bottle because it's a davar shiyus matirin. You should have to kasha them. So the shach says, yeah, if it's taka not a loss to kasher all of them, you taka have to kasher all of them. It wouldn't really be given. The Ramah says, no, we can give it a din of davar shiyus matirin, or even the shach will concede that in a case that it cost a lot to kasher it, so then it would be considered ein loy matirin, and therefore bittel would be able to work. But even then, we had a lot of so the Taz said you're always going to have to kasher them because what word you're going to use it together. And the Shach said the Taz was not mechalik between within 24 hours without 24 hours. You want to use one of the kelim l'mashal, and you remember, you know, you're being careful, so then you could use it even within 24 hours. Nishkefelach. As the Shach was saying, no, within 24 hours it's certainly a davar shiyus matirin, so bittel doesn't kick in at that point. So for within 24 hours you certainly can't use any of it. And for after 24 hours, so waiting the 24 hours already took care of the problem of using all of them together. And there are a couple of other svaris that also have to do with the shaila. It's really connected to the following inyanim that we're going to discuss now. Okay, so that was the first possible exception to the rule of Ishlam Matirin, if it's Sark Loitzer Lovei Tzois. The source for that is Tevel, and the application to that is a Kli Shalissa that's Nesarif.